All right, so picture this. You're on a beautiful Florida beach, soaking up the sun and surf.
Paradise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
There's always a catch.
There is. Turns out, those gorgeous Florida beaches hide a kind of scary secret. One specific county there actually holds the not-so-coveted title of Shark Attack Capital of the World.
It's true. Sounds traumatic, but the data backs it up.
So today we're going to deep dive into why that is, using some excerpts from this article we found.
Sounds like a fascinating deep dive.
It is. It really makes you think about the ocean in a different light, so to speak. But first, let's set the scene. The International Shark Attack File, the ISF, you know, the folks who track shark encounters globally,
Yeah, I've seen their reports.
they put Florida at the top of the list for shark attacks in the last decade. Get this, 259 attacks from 2012 to 2021. That's even more than Australia.
Wow, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Me neither. And it's not just like a little nibble here and there. We're talking about some pretty serious encounters.
Right. So, where exactly is this Shark Attack Central?
Buckle up, because it's Volusia County.
Volusia County.
Rings a bell.
Home to Daytona Beach and New Smyrna Beach. Those are the places you see on postcards, those beautiful stretches of coastline.
Ah, okay, so prime beach territory.
Exactly. And they've racked up a pretty impressive, or maybe terrifying, depending how you look at it, 343 recorded bites since 1882.
343, that's more than double any other county, right?
More than double, yeah. It's mind-boggling. But it does make you wonder, is it just because there are so many people in the water there? I mean, it's a huge tourist spot.
You're thinking more people, more potential for encounters.
Exactly. Like, is it really the shark's fault, or are we just kind of crowding their space?
That's a valid point. More people in the water does increase the chances of encounters, even if most of those encounters are accidental.
Right. Like, the sharks aren't necessarily out to get us, they just happen to be in the same place we are.
Exactly. Think of it this way. Volusia County is essentially a giant buffet for sharks.
A buffet. So what's on the menu? Bait fish, tons of them. Mullet and menhaden mostly. Those are like shark delicacies, and they're drawn to the Ponce Inlet's water flow. Plus, the area is known for having these awesome surfing waves.
So we've got tons of tasty bait fish, surfers catching waves, and sharks looking for a snack. What could possibly go wrong?
Haha. Right. Well, this is where it gets interesting. All those waves create this high energy environment.
Lots of churning and movement, I imagine.
Exactly. And all that churning leads to poor visibility in the water. So even though the sharks are attracted to the bait fish, they can't really see them very well.
So they're just grabbing at shadows, basically.
Pretty much. And here's the thing, a surfer's arm or leg dangling off a surfboard in murky water, it can look a lot like a fish to a shark.
Oh, so those bites, those aren't necessarily attacks then. It's more like cases of mistaken identity.
That's the theory, yeah. And the ISAF, they have this interesting data point. They say that if you wanted to design the perfect scenario for a shark encounter,
Perfect as in most likely to happen.
exactly, it'd be surfing off Volusia County between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. in September.
So specific. Why that time of day? Why that month?
Think about it. September, it's still warm. Both sharks and surfers are active. And 2 to 3 p.m., the sun's high, the water's churned up. You've got all those factors coming together at once. Plus, you mentioned the usual suspects before, blacktip, bull, and requiem sharks.
Yeah, why those specific types?
While those guys are just particularly common in Florida's warm coastal waters, blacktips especially, they come really close to shore. Bull sharks, those are interesting. They can actually tolerate lower salinity levels, so you find them hanging out near inlets and estuaries more often.
Ah, so that explains why they're in Volusia County.
Exactly. And requiem sharks, those include species like the spinner shark. They're super active predators and they love the surf sounds.
It really paints a picture, doesn't it? All these pieces fitting together. So it's less about sharks being these mindless man-eaters and more about being in the wrong place at the wrong time, it seems.
Exactly. And to illustrate that point, think about Mark Somerset. He was surfing in New Smyrna Beach this past September, got bitten right near the jetty, ended up with a facial gash needing 20 stitches.
Oh, wow, that's awful. 20 stitches, that's serious.
It is. And you know what he said? That the whole experience was scarier than any car accident he'd been in.
I bet. So, knowing all this about Volusia County being the so-called shark bite capital, knowing about the bait fish, the surfing conditions, and even the water visibility, it makes you think, right, how should we view the ocean now? knowing these incredible creatures are out there?
It's a big question, isn't it? Finding that balance between respecting the ocean and its inhabitants while also acknowledging the risks. We wouldn't walk into a forest without knowing about bears or hike in the desert without being mindful of snakes. The ocean deserves the same level of respect.
So more informed awareness, less fear-mongering.
Exactly. Understanding that sharks are a part of the ecosystem, learning about their behavior, and making choices that, you know, minimize the risk.
Right. So it's not about avoiding the ocean altogether. It's about understanding it better. And maybe, just maybe, that understanding can lead to a greater appreciation for these creatures, for the whole delicate balance of the marine environment.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well said. It's definitely food for thought, isn't it? The beauty of the ocean, but also the potential dangers. Makes you wonder how knowing all this might change how we behave, how we interact with the ocean going forward.
Absolutely. It's a conversation worth having, for sure.
Definitely. And that, my friends, is the deep dive for today. Understanding the ocean, not just for the fun and beauty, but for all its complexities.
Until next time.
Stay curious and stay safe out there.